Lime, duh.
Yeah. Let's do it again, baby.
I'm a thick boy down low.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, a podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host with the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. the new inaugural King of Iron Fist Hawaii tournament winner. Woo! Baby. I'm just going to let that one sit for a second, baby. Let's just sit in that, man. I am out here in Hawaii. I won this stupid tournament that Shep's put together. I bled all over the streets of Hawaii. My blood, sweat, tears is coursing through the fucking whole island, baby. And I am ready for this Saturday night, Saturday, April 10th, on the Comedians of Wrestling podcast YouTube page, you can check out me versus Jason Shapiro for the Cal title. Match of the weekend, by the way. Match, I am guaranteeing. You cannot compete. You can't just slap together storylines of Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Does anyone believe those guys hate each other? I mean, is that one of the worst feuds of Mania history ever? Meanwhile, me versus Jason Shapiro, I fucking had it enough with this guy. He's my best friend since I'm 5 fucking years old, and I am so angry. I can't believe I finally get to put my hands on this guy. Legally, I get to beat him down this weekend. The Comedians Wrestling Podcast YouTube page in Calmania 3, which is going to steal the weekend. I'm guaranteeing it's inevitable. We steal the weekend, match of the weekend, and I better see all the tweets from you guys. When I beat Shebs and I'm standing over his lifeless fucking body on the beach in Eva Beach, and I'm standing there with the title, I better see you guys. I better see the tweets, the support, because I mean, Jesus Christ, this is a long time coming for me and for this podcast and for everybody. We're bringing the title back home. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
Yeah,
gabba,
yeah.
Gabba,
oh, gabba, yeah. Gabba, gabba, gabba. This girl, she's mine. And hop, hop, hum.
I'm not a perfect person.
Oh, you didn't know?
Damn, she's fine. What up, Jabroniacs? We are back in action for your satisfaction. All our spicy, spicy, muy, muy, muy caliente wrestling reactions. A lot to talk about. Too much to talk about. But listen, WrestleMania is here. WrestleMania, it doesn't, I don't know, for me, I don't know what you guys feel. It doesn't feel like it. I don't know if that's the COVID. I don't know what I don't have COVID again. I mean, like, the pandemic. I call the pandemic the COVID. Is that weird? I think that's an odd thing to do. No. Look, before
you're a Jew from New York, so everything has a "the" before it.
Everything's "the."
My dad calls it the COVID.
Yeah, so. It's all shorthand that's more complicated anyway than just speaking regularly. My dad's adding vowels to shit. I mean, my dad, you know what I mean? What are you doing? He's pluralizing stuff. He's adding an S and ES sometimes, depending on the word.
Squirrel, anyway. Probably. Right? Squirrel.
Anyway, let's get into it. I'm going to introduce you guys first, and then I got to talk about something quick. But here we got him. He's a nasty, nasty boy, Nasty Newman. What up?
How about it? No questions, please.
All right. And the Marketech, Tiptoe with Tulo, Nick Tulo in the Heezy. What is up, my man?
5:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm in the Heezy
for Sheezy.
In the Heezy, baby. We go all night. It's your boy. All the time.
Let's raise the roof.
Dabba 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 dip dop day.
Tiptoe it too low.
Dabba dabba dip dip dop day. The roof. The roof is on fire. Wow.
We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn.
All right. What up? Okay. Listen. Before we get into all the wrestling, there's so much to talk about. You know Calmania 3. Listen, right now, go to the YouTube page of the Comedians Wrestling Podcast. Hit subscribe. It'll let you know when the fight is going live there. Now, the replay will be available on the YouTube page, okay? So that is free for anyone on YouTube. You know how YouTube works. It's free. You watch that. But previous to that, during the WrestleMania kickoff show, Saturday, April 10th, night one of WrestleMania, we will be watching in the Calzoom Thunderdome with all the patrons. Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. In the Calzoom Thunderdome, we will be watching WrestleMania together. And during the kickoff, we'll be live watching me versus Jason Shapiro on the YouTube page. Okay? In the Zoom Thunderdome. We'll be watching that live. And then the replay will go live on YouTube. Make sense? So you can watch it for free, or you can watch it with all of us by becoming a patron. It's one of the perks. We're going to watch it together. I obviously won't be there. We will be fighting, but it'll be going down, and then we'll go right into watching WrestleMania. Okay? So, cool. If you want to watch it together with us as a group in the Thunderdome, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. I don't know what else we got to do to get you support this podcast. This is the best wrestling podcast on the planet. You know what I mean? And if you're not supporting it, you think you don't want to give a couple bucks to this pod? I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you. We go above and beyond here. Now, all that being said, I would like to just plug something else quick that's outside of wrestling, which is that for longtime listeners of the show, you know I was working on a show called The Wedding Coach, okay? Hosted by the Jamie Lee. And it is now live on Netflix right now. Watch the whole show. I am the comedy producer on the show. I was recording this podcast at sometimes like 4 or 5 a.m. with Tulo writing that show in hotel rooms all over the place. You guys knew I was dying. I was dying. And by the way, when I was working on that show, wrestling was really there for me. So it was really fun to watch wrestling when I was on the road.
Are you saying that you were making towns and picking gowns?
Wow.
Is that a Randy the Ram line?
Yeah.
So anyway, check it out. Go on Netflix right now and binge the show, The Wedding Cook. Oh, my God.
Give it to me one time. What's up? You can cut my music. You can cut my music. I'm not here to fucking showboat here. I'm here to tell you, shut the fuck up. Why are you promoting your annoying, boring wife's television show when you got the biggest fight of your life coming up? You're going to sit here on your podcast, your wrestling podcast. You're talking about a wedding show?
Just watch it.
All right. Look, here's what I'm saying. Okay. Here's what I'm saying.
Damn.
I'm here to promote Calmania 3. I'm here to promote the biggest fight of the weekend. I'm here to promote the match that everyone is going to be talking about come Monday morning around the water cooler. Even from quarantine, everyone's going to buy Poland Spring water coolers, put them in their homes. It's going to cost hundreds of dollars, and they're going to FaceTime each other from their individual water coolers to talk about how good this fucking match was. What I'm not going to talk about is some Netflix show that has nothing to do with wrestling and nothing to do with anything that anyone cares about. So let's get that shit off the pod, off my airwaves, because the champ is here and I'm ready to sell.
Okay, I'll use this podcast how I want. By the way, this is Comedians Who Wrestling champion, Jason Shapiro. Why don't we give him that nod for the last week that he will be the champ? This is the last time he'll be on this podcast, because starting next week, he will lose his championship rights and will stop being able to just pop onto this podcast whenever he wants, which is going to be fucking great when I am the champion again.
I'll tell you what, I might stop popping on the podcast.
Just don't talk about Jamie's show. Just don't do it.
You know what?
I don't know how many lines you're gonna cross, but just fucking watch it, man. Because we're best friends since we're 5 years old. We go way, way, way back. There has to be in you some kind of line, some kind of place that you will not go. And that just, I mean, come on, man. Do we need to do this? We're already pummel each other. That's happening.
I can't wait
to the death.
I can't wait to get my hands on you. I'll tell you that much. But here's the thing. I promise you I will not talk about Jamie's show ever again, because I'm not going to watch it and I truly don't care. So you'll never hear me talk about it again. What I'm here to talk about is Calmania 3. And by the way, Dan, I didn't mean to come with the bad energy. I think I just took a little offense to the fact that you're out here unfocused. Because here's the thing. I want you to give me the match of my life. No one out here believes in me. All your fucking jackass fans, they think I'm some sort of paper champion. I want the best Dan Black that exists. And I want to ring your fucking bell. And I'm going to kick your fucking ass. And I want everyone to see and everyone to know that I am the champion. I don't want you talking about some Netflix show. I want you in the gym 24/7. You know, I want you doing two a day.
What's so fucking sickening about you?
Yeah. How good looking I am?
Yeah, that's it. Yep, you got it, dude.
See, we're best friends, so we finish each other's sentences.
Yep, you nailed it. No. Sickening about you is how you find a way to spin what you're doing into the right move. You find whatever crevice of positivity that comes out of your actions, or like whatever net positive that comes
out of
it.
I'll find Jamie's crevice.
Yeah. Dude.
Get him out of here.
Are you fucking serious?
That one was for the fans. That
Are
was
you fucking
for the,
serious?
Nah, bro. I wouldn't touch it with B. Arthur's dick. Look, here's the deal.
Shut the fuck up already. You're not my friend. I don't know what else to say to you, bro. I got love for what we had at some point, but it's no longer. I can barely see it, man. It is so far off from me that you are so delusional that you'll say, oh, like, we're best friends. We're best friends. We're best friends. It's nothing short of a delusion, nothing short of a manipulation. The show you know that I worked my ass off on, you don't give a shit about. You don't care about that. You come on here to plug your own thing. You are a textbook narcissist with the blind spots of a narcissist who only sees his own greatness, but nothing in about his destructive behavior, insulting behavior, whatever gets destroyed in the path of your rise. And because of that, I will not fucking hesitate to put you fucking down this weekend in Hawaii, baby, on your own soil, your own adopted soil. I'll make the state bird into my fucking chicken dinner, baby. I'm going to eat you up to fucking death, man. And let me tell you the other thing about it that makes me annoyed about you.
Please, why not? Go for it.
I know you're quaking in your boots. You come on here, Donnie Aloha. Well, I'm Donnie Mahalo. You come in here quaking. I know you are. I know you are. And I know the only calm that exists within you right now is because you have tricks up your sleeve. And let me tell you this. I guarantee you, I am prepared for every single element that you will throw at me this weekend.
Okay.
I've been doing my research out here. I have no friends. I have one friend out here.
Mm-hmm.
One friend. And frankly, I can't track this guy down. I never know when. It's not like we're hanging out. I don't know when Full Metal Freedom. The guy, he might have his own, like, underground vent system in Hawaii. I don't know. But I don't see the guy. What I'm doing is just been studying, thinking, plotting, planning. Fucking Pepe Silvia, the whole thing up. I know.
All right. Look, here. Let me just set a couple things straight here for you guys and all for the Jabroniacs as well. Okay. First of all, I'm not quaking in my boots because I haven't worn proper shoes in 4 months. Okay. I wear flip flops only out here.
Oh, I forgot. We got Matt Riddle on the show today.
No, Matt Riddle sucks. And birds are stupid. I wear slippers. They're flip flops. That's the Hawaiian lifestyle. I got the University of Hawaii Manoa t-shirt on. Actually, they've been talking about giving me an honorary PhD once I kick your monkey ass. I'm very comfortable. I'm not worried about anything. But let's talk about delusion, okay? You want to talk about betraying friendship? You want to talk about finding ways to justify bad behavior and spinning things and manipulating things? You're lying to all these Muppet Baby virgin idiot fans of yours, okay? And I'm going to set the record straight. Here's all I'm guilty of. I got my hands on a Money in the Bank briefcase. I hit a champion with it, and then I pinned him for a quick win. That's pretty standard operating procedure in the professional wrestling world. It's not some vile, evil, crazy, nefarious plot twist. That's just like business as usual. All I did was give you guys some standard, decent booking, some good time wrestling action. That's it. I'm not some villain. I'm just a guy who had an opportunity, capitalized it, and created incredible content for all you guys to enjoy. If you want to talk about cheaters or guys doing truly bad shit, let's talk about Dan Black stealing his way through my King of Iron Fist Hawaii tournament, which was supposed to be the most glorious tournament this land has ever seen in centuries, but instead it's become nothing more than a mockery. You enter as Donnie Mahalo, a bullshit name that could only have fooled a complete dunce. And I'm, you know, I need to pick my help better because Sal really let me down on that one. All right. You lie your way into the tournament. You get some easy matches up top. Your toughest match, which was going to be against Full Metal Freedom, you just walk right through it. Guy doesn't even want to fight you because he has some sort of personal beef with me. That's not cool. And then your finals against PB, who's been training his whole life for this moment. He's got kids. He's a great man. He's a family man. He has you beat. You kick him in the nuts with a low blow like a fucking asshole. And that still doesn't even get the job done. You have to have an outside interference in Full Metal Freedom come in. He throws you a LaCroix, foreign object. You spill it on PB. If you want to talk about someone cheating, if you want to talk about someone breaking the rules and then spinning it like they're some sort of hero, well, guys, your villain is Dan Black. I'm the hero here. I'm the one playing by the rules. And that's why, that's the only reason I had to take out my insurance policy. That's the only reason I had to dig deep to the Isle of Samoa and find.
I saw what this is. Yeah, I saw.
Billy.
I saw.
Billy is with me now. Billy's one of the Ever Beach bad boys. He's the biggest boy in the bunch. He's the baddest boy in the bunch. And he's not here to do anything untoward because I'm not the cheater here, Dan. You are. Look in the goddamn mirror. Billy's here to make sure you don't pull any shit. He's here to make sure we have a fair fight. Because let me tell you something. Come WrestleMania weekend, come the Calzoom Thunderdome, April 10th, the pre-show, you and me are going to tear the house down, and I'm going to give you the match of your life, whether you want it or not. Okay, you're going to try every dastardly trick you got in your dumb book, and I'm still going to come out on top. And I'm now, sorry to off, you, Dan.
I like that you did a couple things I want to say. First thing I want to say, and we have to talk about wrestling because it's WrestleMania weekend, bro. There's two nights of NXT. There's two nights of WrestleMania. We got, I think they're calling it the WrestleMania SmackDown. I don't know what that's about, but they got that going on. But ultimately, there's two things I want to say. First thing is, I love how now you have a street tournament, baddest guys in the game. Now, all of a sudden, I do what I got to do to win, and now I'm a cheater in a tournament that has no fucking rules. You touted as, yo, we got straight shooters here. There's no rules. We're out here in the streets, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line, I tapped out PB. He's
Let me tell you one thing.
In his life. Bottom line is I tapped out PB.
That's true. He never tapped in his life.
That he doesn't know how to protect himself. You swapped out one of my opponents, who was way smaller than I was, okay, for the biggest guy I've ever seen, and he didn't know how to prepare for an out-of-nowhere stunner.
That was a fluke.
Maybe I should have let him slam me. Maybe that should have been by your rules. I should let the slam happen.
That was a fluke. Okay, we all know that. Everyone who knows anything about wrestling knows that's a fluke. You're not going to beat a guy like that twice. Yeah. You're not going to beat him. You can fight him 100 times. You'll beat him once out of maybe once, and the 99 are going to be straight L's. Here's the thing. You did tap out PB. I got to give you that, okay? The move itself was executed perfectly, okay?
Right. Now but I got the fucking King of Iron Fist beat.
In all 337 matches of King of Iron Fist of Hawaii tournament that we logged.
The official tally?
The official tally was 337. A couple of people had to drop out because of injury. But
so how
all
many
the
competitors total was that?
I'm not here to do math. I'm not a nerd. Ask one of your nerd friends. There was 337 matches.
675 or something.
In all 337 fights, there was only one instance of outside interference. Only one match had someone who wasn't in the match come in and help. And that was you in the finals against PB. We had a clean tournament. Yeah, there was no rules. Yeah, it was anything goes. But the thing about Hawaii, the thing that you never understand about this place is you don't need rules to have respect. There's no rule that says you can't double team with your friends. But the people of Hawaii have such respect for fight culture. They would never do that. Only you and your howly friend, Full Metal Freedom, came in here and disrespected my land and my tournament by double teaming an opponent. So, yeah, you got the submission. But nobody else
out here in Hawaii. So, I love it. I love it. Because you know what? There's one thing we agree on is that you belong in Hawaii. I love that you fucking be 3,000 miles off of the coast so we can just forget about you. I love that once the title's gone, okay? And then secondly is that, yeah, we are going to tear the house down. Calmania 3 is going to be incredible. We will have the match of the weekend. I'm calling it right now. I think it's match of the weekend. I guarantee a better match than Lashley McIntyre. That's what I'll say. I guarantee that. I guarantee better than all those fucking matches. Match of the weekend, Calmania, people are going to be talking. And if you feel that, I want you tweeting it out. I want Vince McMahon to be like, hey, what's Calmania 3? What's Calmania 3? That's what I want him to hear. That's what I want to hear. All right, Shebs.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Over.
Real quick question?
You can. What Shebs, is it, though?
Shebs, why did you attack Dan after the match then with the beads? That's just no.
Yeah,
why did
you attack him with the cuckoo beads?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Nick Tulo, twitch.tv/tiptoetulo. Anytime, I'm with them. Thank you for that. The time, but
all right,
that question,
respectable journalist there.
First of all,
that was your last question, right?
Yeah, that's it. One question. Why did you attack Dan if you're the stand up guy and not about cheating and having to take out insurance policies? Why'd you attack him with the beads?
Yeah, Shapiro, why'd you attack him with the cuckoo beads?
It's because
the beads. This
kid needs to learn some goddamn respect. I told you he disrespected my tournament. Okay, all of you, everyone in this room is disrespecting the sacred cuckooey nut lay that is given to me by the elders of this land when I first touched down here and I first became an adopted son of Hawaii. They gave me that as a sign of respect. And I put that on the line. I said I would bequeath it to the King of Iron Fist. I didn't think it was going to be Dan. And now I've given it to Dan. It broke my heart because the guy has no fucking respect for this place. He has no respect for the people or the culture. And all your disgusting fans, these complete idiots in the Facebook group who are calling it beads, cuckoo beads, whatever you guys want to call, you guys make me sick. Okay, you have no understanding of other cultures. You have no desire to learn or open your mind. You're just sitting here laughing at our fucking history. These cuckooey nut lays.
Our history? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Okay. So, Dan, you all don't right. deserve to wear it around your neck. And that is why I choked your dumb ass with it, because I could tell that you don't get it. Your fans don't get it. I get it. The Ever Beach Bad Boys get it. We know what it's all about. It's about respect. Wrestling is about love of the game. Respect for the ancestors, respect for the history, the culture, the glory of the championship. And Dan, I'm not worried one fucking bit. I'm sleeping very well at night because I know you will not beat me, especially not out here in Hawaii, because you simply don't belong here. You don't understand what it takes. And as much as you think you understand what it takes to be a champion, you do not have the heart of a champion. So there's no way I could lose. It could never happen, not in a million years. So I'll see you guys April 10th. It's going to be the match of the week, and I'll tell you that. You guys think I have tricks up my sleeve? I'll tell you right now. I got a lot of fucking tricks up my sleeve. Okay, Dan? And I'm sorry. I love you. I love your parents. I love your whole family. I promise you this. I will give you a very proper Hawaiian funeral with all the rites and rituals. I will make sure you find a nice, easy path to the afterlife, because you ain't making it off my island alive. Wow. Mahalo, bros.
He just said he was going to kill you, bro.
Oh boy!
Well, like, let's get into listen. The time for talk's over. That's why I went silent. I have nothing else to say to this man. I had a couple things going through my brain there. A couple moments flashing back. We know he's just 5 years old. Remember a time where this guy was going. Two specific times that it went through my head of this guy being in need and me being there for him. And not to tout my own horn, he'd been there for me as well. But to think that, like, this is where we've got, the fact that I had COVID and he beat me over the head with a briefcase to win the title, to flee to Hawaii, to make claim, oh, I'm going to make your podcast better. I did the right thing. It doesn't even own up to it. The guy makes me sick. And frankly, any of the podcast listeners who are behind Shebs, good riddance. You know what I mean? Go with Shebs, whatever you need to do. Anyway, we got to talk about pro wrestling here. It's WrestleMania week. We have to move on.
Sure.
But this weekend, Saturday, I think you guys know what's up. WrestleMania, right. CalMania 3 will be during the kickoff show Saturday, April 10th, about around 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when it'll kick off, and we'll be watching it live. And it'll go the replay will be live on YouTube immediately after watch. So you can watch that for free on the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast YouTube page. Give us a subscribe and do check out The Wedding Coach on Netflix. All right. Let's get into it. Well, it's WrestleMania, guys. It's WrestleMania week. And look, I watched Raw. I watched SmackDown. I will say this. Look, I know I sound a little negative. I just like to be honest with you guys, which is that this feels like the least special WrestleMania I can remember in a long time. And look, the timing of it is weird. It's not all WWE's fault. The timing of it, all the lead up was in the Thunderdome, you know. Their first live event is WrestleMania, you know. So we didn't get to see any of these performers in front of crowds. Daniel Bryan especially gets hit for that because he's a crowd wrestler. He's, you know, he's a big baby face. And you need to see those yes chants. I said that last week. There is a lot of, I was really thinking about a lot of the storytelling in it. And it's all been very sloppy. It's all been very, like, last minute. That's like, that's the biggest problem with all this buildup, is that a lot of the stuff is that it's not been a great build. You know, even, I don't know, there's one thing they always mess up on that seems just like a given, which is like, it feels easy to build the Rumble winner into his shot, right? Or her shot.
Agreed. So
I don't know why they keep botching those, you know? That I don't get. Like, the Becky rise, that, remember? And it's the, this is like the third year they added Charlotte to make it confusing. Now they're adding Daniel Bryan. And then they, like, last minute change if someone's a baby or heel.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like, yeah. Ronda, remember Ronda Rousey, like, went heel?
Yeah, she
right?
started, like, like, going shoot talk, like,
shoot talking the
fake.
Fans, right?
Yeah, it's fake, and it's predetermined, like, kind of thing. Yeah, it was weird.
And, like, I don't even, like, do you guys think, like, when you really go into Mania, does it, like, once the, does it really matter, like, heel baby? Like, I know it does matter because you know who's good, bad, but, like, ultimately we get into this zone of, like, that's the match we want to watch, and we kind of choose who's the heel baby face. Like, I don't know how much control they think they have over who we cheer for or who we don't. You know,
yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when you do it, so, okay, now, that being said, I want to talk about a couple positives. And then we'll just go through the card. But this will take us to the main event here, which is, like, Edge promo was fucking fire on SmackDown. Like, that guy is, it really makes you think, and I want to hear you guys about your thoughts on this, but, like, you bring in Edge, and you're like, wow, no one can cut a promo this level in the entire company besides the guy who's 47 with a toothpick neck, you know? You're like, wow, like, what? All I think when I'm watching is, like, is this the talent's fault, or were these guys able to develop better, you know? Like, what is your thought there? Because, like, Roman, all right, here's my thing. It's like, Roman is doing a great job. But what he's doing is not that captivating TV-wise. Meaning, like, he's a great heel, but you need a great face to go after him, you know? To make him seem like, but he's not entertaining like a Rock or Stone Cold, even though he's doing great work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not the talent's fault. It's impossible for it to be the talent's fault in general, right? It could be a talent's fault if they aren't performing, but, like, it's never the talent's fault because they have no control over any of it. And so, like, in most things, it's management. It's the people who are making the decisions, who build the teams, who set the program, who do everything else. It's there. It's whatever bad writers. It's just Vince. Whatever. There's some outside, well, inside force. But it's, no, it can't be the talent's fault.
It's hard to blame the talent, right? They're all, because WWE, and then I texted you guys this. I went on kind of a tear, but I was like, WWE talent are fucking great. Like, that's the thing, is that they are, like, so many of them are, like, excellent. Excellent.
Oh, yeah. And the best in the world.
Right.
What they do.
They are, like, so, like, I love AEW, but a lot of AEW talents are not as good as some of these WWE guys. But the WWE product is so watered down that AEW guys seem like geniuses, you know? I really believe that. Like, The Miz. Let's talk about The Miz. Like, he's going into this feud with Bad Bunny that just, it stinks. I mean, it's fine. I'm not shitting on Bad Bunny. Can we clarify that? Like, Bad Bunny is
Lock
good for
in.
Business.
Lock it in.
Lock in. Not shitting on Bad Bunny.
I will never take a shit on Bad Bunny. Let's lock that in. Is that what you guys meant?
There it is.
Bad Bunny, although Bad Bunny, he is a bunny. He probably shit on me. I mean, these bunnies are constantly shitting.
Yeah,
right?
Shitting everywhere.
Lagomorphs never stop shitting.
Can't get these bunnies to stop shitting.
I have no beef with Bad Bunny being a part of WrestleMania because he's a huge star. You know?
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, of course. There's it's two nights. There's room for it. Mm-hmm. But I do have beef with not using your best mic character talent, probably The Miz. I mean, we can argue about it. not using him in a way that is engaging, you know, like making him a complete goof when 2 weeks ago he had the title and we're like, oh, wow, Miz is back, you know, you know, it's like and then they turn it into a tag match because he can't wrestle. Right.
Yeah. Which made no sense to me. I think that just makes everything worse. Right.
Right.
Like, why not start as a tag match? Like, from the get-go, why would you book it as a one-on-one match and then make it a tag match?
It's
like,
Making a match silly, very bad booking. Making a match a tag match is a de-heightening.
Oh,
right? So acting like you're upping the stakes is bottom of my intelligence, right? It's not playing to the truth. So you're like, oh, now we added Damian Priest. Okay, so now it's another meaningless tag match, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not cool like the Ronda Rousey match because Ronda Rousey was an actually athlete. So you're like, wow, we get to see her go. That's going to be interesting and wrestle with Kurt Angle, you know? Mm-hmm. And then she also like stepped up to the plate. I mean, that was one of the best moments in Mania history. Recent Mania history was that match was one of the better. I was there in the ninth row right behind Ronda Rousey's
husband?
Corner.
You were in her corner?
I was gonna say her butt.
You're Mickey,
which was
you cut kid. Hold
yeah,
still.
You cut Ronda. It's me, your father.
But not because I'm a creep. It's because my angle. I was floor, but I was like kind of. I was like in the like a little further back on the floor, and it like kind of rised a little bit. And
folks,
I was just
the seats
like,
were good, folks. Her, the seats. Were
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. These were
not
very
to brag
good seats,
or anything, but my seats were so good that.
Oh, good for you.
And I just kind of like Ronda Rousey, I try to watch the match and then she kept going back and forth and her butt just kept being in frame. Anyway, in the frame being my eyesight. Anyway, yeah, I was also looking at her because she's tremendously hot and I would love to get to know her in any capacity. Now, anyway, folks, I don't know what happened there, but it's staying in. I don't know what happened there, but it's staying in. I don't know what it is. All right, I'm the only one here who wants to date Ronda Rousey. Okay, whatever, fine.
Yeah, I don't like her personality, so I wouldn't.
I said date. All right, fine. Now you're the swamp. Can we mark that? Can we mark Newman there?
I don't like her personality.
You don't like farming. I don't like farmers. All right, so look.
We're transphobes, but we can, that's.
Is she transphobic?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have like a shovel sound effect?
Oh.
Just like, could you
just
keep
digging
in this hole, man?
You want to hear it?
I knew it.
Oh, man, guys, this is Newman's career. Oh, sorry, guys. It's just he said he didn't like Ronda Rousey's personality. And then sorry, guys. Now, look. Okay. I'm just going through a couple positive things. Like, this Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn feud, okay, is actually really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rushed, sloppy, all over the place, and kind of incoherent. Now, Sami Zayn is doing really great frosting. Like, he's really fun. He's dancing around. He's memeing himself out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's hilarious for, like, he put this conspiracy. They're full on going like Alex Jones with him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did this. He showed the trailer for his documentary, and it was nothing. It was actually nothing.
It made him look worse. It made him look like when he was like talking about things that were happening to him and showing things, it was all like nothing bad happened. You know, like it just made him look even crazier.
Yeah, and then Kevin Owens is like coming out, being like, "Yo, dude, you're like you're spiraling. You're QAnoning. You know, you're nodding out."
You're not.
And he's like, "I gotta stun him back to reality." You're like, "That's fucking really good," but. Did you guys know, like, I'm not even noticing these stories because of the way they're telling them, you know?
Yeah.
I had to watch it, like, again, and then pay close attention. Like, having Logan Paul come in and be like, yeah, Sammy, like, he's like, Logan Paul gets it, right? And then Logan Paul's like, yo, you're nuts, man. Like, that's good segment, you know?
Yeah, it's great. It's just funny how, like, you know, I was kind of like thinking about it today. It's like, oh, there was this that post about Nakamura and who was it? Sammy, right? And people were like, this was the best match ever, like live. I can't believe they wasted these guys. And I'm thinking to myself, it's like, yeah, but that still happened on WWE. Like all this stuff happened on NXT. Like, if it was to happen now and was going on in NXT, it would be great. So Sammy and KO have told their story under the WWE umbrella, right? So now we're here. And I didn't think it was going to be something like this, like with this whole conspiracy thing. But, like, I'm here for it because it's that good. You know, the performances are so great.
I like it.
So I was expecting the rivalry for them to have this Mania match to be something more like real rivalry and meaningful, but it's more like, oh, this is my best friend. He's off the fucking the scale right now. I'm just gonna beat the shit out of him.
I'm gonna stun him. He literally moves the stunner. He's like, I'm gonna stun him back to reality.
Yeah.
That's good. But then why am I the only one who I'm like, that's cool. On like this Mania feels like a lot of it is cooler on paper than actuality.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, that's cool on paper, but, like, are you pumped for that match? Are you feeling the, like...
I just know it's the type of match that I'm just going to end up loving, you know? Like, those, I have so much faith.
Well, those two guys
can
go, you know?
Yeah, so, like, it's going to be a great match, you know? But also, we talk about... I mentioned it before. There's a possibility this goes the Shmazamania route, you know? Like, I mean, they got the Pauls involved. A lot of the stuff that's happening in this rivalry right now between KO and Sammy is a lot of the stuff is happening on social media and off TV. So like there was this segment I saw where he went to go. He thought he was going to spar with like Logan Paul and Jake Paul. Right. And that would be so cool to see on Raw, you know, or SmackDown this week. But like you don't see that. So like
money to do that probably.
Exactly. So it's like, I don't know where it's going to go, but I'm excited for it. Like,
okay. So, Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's a match. It's like Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. When that starts, like, I'll watch it. That'll be cool. But ultimately, I'm not vested in the story of that match at all. Would you guys agree?
Agree.
It's good. It's a good, conceptually good, clearly slapped together last minute when they're filling out this card and now has suffered because there's not enough time to build it. And Kevin Owens is like all of a sudden cares about Sami Zayn when he was focused on Roman Reigns for 3 months, you know? So
exactly.
Right?
I wonder if part of this is WWE or maybe wrestling in general kind of operating from this standpoint of like what makes money, what's like what
I think it's
like,
that
what they pursue, right? Where it's like, oh, you know, for the longest time, it's been there's a star who puts butts in seats, and that's how we make money. So we got to push that person because they're the draw. But like now, especially with no fans. That doesn't exist anymore. And so instead of having a TV show that is compelling with storylines that make sense, they're still trying to like, oh, this is the guy or this is the woman who is going to make people watch. And that's just not how it works.
I think I got it. Now think about it. When was the Peacock deal announced?
I don't know. A month ago? 2 months ago?
3 months ago? It felt like everything was okay leading up to that. And then once that happened, it felt like everything was thrown out the window. And now this is okay, we're about to have the possibility of 33 million new eyes through Peacock. Because I can tell you, the test right now is my buddy who doesn't watch wrestling is like, wait, I don't have to pay anything extra for WrestleMania this weekend? I'm 100% going to watch. So what's going to draw the most eyes? Who cares about storytelling then, right?
Right.
That's not about us. It doesn't matter to us. They're just going to try and captivate everybody. The crazy part is there's no John Cena. There's no Undertaker. There's no Brock. There's no HBK. No one's on this card.
That's the good part about WrestleMania. It's one of my positives.
That's what I like about this WrestleMania, which is weird. So I'm trying to figure it out.
I read a stat that said this is the first Mania since the 80s where it hasn't had Taker, Shawn, or Triple H on.
Yeah. Since never. WrestleMania 3, I think.
Never say never.
Oh, yeah, that's right. By the way, it might be time to play the game. I know what you're saying. So that's where I feel conflicted about. You're hitting this up, which, like, I feel conflicted because I'm like, yo, it's cool those guys are, like, out of the way and these newer guys are getting it. But then herein lies the issue. They haven't built up a lot of these talents for people to care about them. So now they're just getting spots on a Mania card. Like, well, Cesaro hasn't been built for you to care about a match he has with no title, even if it's against Seth Rollins, you know?
Which I think he's going to lose anyway.
It's hard to see Seth losing, but Seth's in a heel spot, so it's possible he loses and then snaps him back into like burn it down, Seth.
I have a prediction, but I'll get to it when we start talking about the matches. But I have a feeling WrestleMania is going to go away that people don't think it's going to go, and it has a lot to do with that main event.
Yeah. Well, I think if you look at the card here, right? I said this on last week's episode. I don't know if these are in the right order. They're definitely not, because they changed the card like down to the wire. You know, yeah. Like, we all know they changed like 20 minutes before, put Brock, Shawn, Seth to start that Mania 35, you know?
That was crazy.
But right now, I see this as Lashley and McIntyre's booked as the second match. I mean, it's very possible Brock comes out and F5s both of them, right?
Right.
Like, that's not even crazy to think about.
And I'd mark the fuck out. I'd go crazy. If I was in the audience and that happened, I would be fucking cream in my pants, man.
Like, the reason it's hard to believe is because
shame.
Is because you're like, shame. It's hard to believe that WWE wouldn't promote Brock being on the card, but they did it with Taker. Like, they did that, remember?
Yeah.
Like, they had the balls to, they're kind of like, yo, people are going to watch this shit anyway. It's on Peacock. Like, it is smart to have some surprises in store, because you want people who watch Peacock to, like, be like, you want to see the crowd go nuts for shit, you know?
I can tell you that, like, the vibe I'm getting from people that like wrestling, or maybe not paying attention to wrestling as much right now, is that no one's really into this Mania this year. Like, that's what it feels like. That's the vibe I'm getting.
You're getting that vibe, too?
That's the vibe I'm getting, just from the tweets.
Well, how did you pick up on that?
I'm just, I meditated a little bit.
Are you an empath?
I aligned my chakras, and I saged my house. And then after it, I realized people aren't really into it. And I think it's going to end up being a great Mania, honestly. But
I'm not going to care once it starts.
But I am very still disappointed and mad at how dumb they think we are with so much of the booking and stuff that has gone on. And it's like, they're exposed, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I say. They're exposed with their booking and how they're doing things now. And I think that's going to have to change real soon, like big time.
Right. Well, so, okay. So, let's just talk about it. Let's just go through the card. So, like, that's the stuff I think is positive. By the way, Shebs mentioned that Riddle's not doing good. I thought Riddle had another great Raw. I like he's saying Sheamus was smelly. I thought the thing of being like, is he high? I don't know. Leaning into the fact that Riddle's a stoner, it seems fun to me. I don't know.
I'm so into it.
He's making me laugh somehow. I don't know. Anyway, let's just go through the card and talk about it from top to bottom. So we got Sasha Banks. Night one. This is night one. Obviously, all these matches will pale in comparison to me pummeling Shebs back into fucking sense.
Correct.
I'll beat this guy so far into the grounds of Hawaii. He's going to come out a fucking volcano. He's going to have to erupt back into society. All right. But Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair. I said it from the start, which is I didn't believe that they would sell this fight enough, and I stand by it. Like, this is a dream match. You have Bianca Belair, like, she is like, didn't even win the NXT title, you know, and is like now shooting. This is like going from like a 2 to a 20, you know, overnight, like a Rocky kind of a thing, you know, and that is not the story they've told at all. They've just told no story, really.
Yeah, they fucked it up. They sabotaged it, man.
They do this thing where they book like, we're going to be a tag team for a little bit just to kill weeks, you know?
Copied and pasted it on Raw this week. Like, they did the same thing with Raw. They did the same thing with Rhea and Asuka. It's like
Rhea and Asuka, right?
Yeah, so honestly, it comes down to it. It's like, do they think we're dumb? Like, that we don't see that? Like,
yes.
I mean, like, honestly, it's ridiculous. These two didn't need that. They have the perfect story to tell. It's the rookie versus the vet. It's Mahomes versus Brady. It's the story that you want to tell. She's got to go out there and prove herself, the vet, that now she can retain and do it. And then you have this incredible athlete and superstar in Bianca who just won the Royal Rumble. Why do we need Reginald? Why do we need the tag team titles around it? Why do we need that fast lane match? Why do we need any of it? We didn't need any of it. And it's a damn fucking shame because now they're these two are scrambling to like fix it. You know, and it, I mean, the match is going to be sick. I just hope they give them enough time. Better not be like some no 8-minute match or some shit. You know?
Well, they're, it's not because it's main event. So I'm sure these guys will have a good time. And it's cool. Sasha's going to hold the – I think Sasha will win and hold the title up. You know,
they haven't
built Bianca to a place to win. I mean,
no,
right?
Well, that's it. I think that this feels like now that they don't really, they've messed it up. Now they're going to be like, all right, well, we'll just give it to Bianca to kind of like new
oh,
champ.
Oh, you think just for the feel good moment?
New champ, new vibes. Yeah.
That's a damn shame. I mean, it's just more of WWE's titles becoming props.
Which she deserves. Like, she deserves to be a champion, 100%.
Not now, though. Doubt. She doesn't deserve it now. She doesn't deserve to main event at WrestleMania. Like, this early in her career, like without the crowd fully thinking she fucking rules yet. I don't know. Listen, who cares?
I'm going to tell you right now, the crowd is going to pop for her big time when she comes out. And you're going to hear it and you're going to know.
Well, she's also a Florida native, no? Right? Did I make that up?
Yeah.
I did make that up?
Made that up. Fake news.
It's fake news?
Yep.
The only reason I said that is because I saw her parents. Resident. She lives in Orlando now, but that's
it's also safe to assume that any wrestler is from Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she might not be from Florida, but her parents, they showed a video of her parents that made me think they were in Florida, but I actually don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe I think she was. All right. Listen. So I still stick with that, though, if we're doing predictions, which we don't have Aaron here, so I don't know if we're going to do it, but I would go Sasha Banks.
I can write it down.
I think Sasha wins. But yeah, I mean, that match cool. It'll just be good. Now, Bobby Lashley,
Newman,
Drew McIntyre.
I think Bianca.
Me too.
That's fine. I think Sasha wins. I think they're trying to do right by Sasha. Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. I mean, Bobby Lashley is like so not good enough to be the WWE champion. It's just
yeah. I think Drew's winning 100%.
You'd be silly to let Bobby beat Drew McIntyre.
It just makes no sense. Why would they just take away everything from him that made him look so strong and powerful? They just keep putting him back on the mic. They don't let MVP speak anymore. They broke up the Hurt Business. And Drew has decimated the fucking locker room, you know? Like, Drew's the man. He's going to win.
This is just, I don't even know what to say. I can't imagine anyone being, like, very excited for this match except for Bobby Lashley. You know, I mean, I think the most exciting guy for this match is Bobby Lashley.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is not a bad thing. Good for him. The guy, I like that it took him this. I like that it took this long. Now, I would like to jump to this Braun Strowman Shane McMahon match because I'm not done talking shit about this feud. This week, Braun Strowman stood in the center of a cage in the middle of the ring and said, "I'm fighting this fight for anyone who's been called stupid before." Yeah. I mean. I can't even believe it.
I mean, it's true.
What do you mean it's true?
It's true. This match is for anyone who's been called stupid before.
This match is booked as Shane McMahon apparently likes to bully people who are stupid as the owner. He just enjoys that. I think you're stupid.
It's a stupid on a pole match.
Yeah.
He's like a first grade bully.
Right. So it's literally... in the intro to Raw Underground, when he says, quite frankly, some things that I... What does he say? Quite frankly, some things that I want to see. Let's revisit it.
Dude, imagine we had a Raw Underground match at Mania. That would have been fucking cool. I don't know why they can't just keep doing stuff.
Welcome, everyone, to Raw Underground, where there are very little rules, lots of excitement, carnage, chaos, and quite frankly, lots of things that I personally would like to see.
Like,
right.
You think you know me.
Okay, I just want, I'm just going to pivot for a sec because I played the Edge music. We'll go back to that for a second, but before I start talking a lot of shit about this, I would like to say that the beauty of WWE is that right now it's at its least cakey cake over frosting. Like cake is the substance, right? Holds the structure. Right now it's all frosting, right?
Yeah.
But like nobody has more frosting than WWE. Like, that's the beauty of WWE, is that it's the frosting capital, baby. And like, so, like, you know that, like, yeah, this Edge Daniel Bryan Roman match, which I talked shit on last week, they showed a package during SmackDown of it, and I was like, all in on this story.
Yeah, I love it.
You know what I mean? I was like, this is great. Like, because they put the right song to it, they edited it right. I was like, I love this. And then Edge came out, plants his feet in that way, throws his hands up, and his pyro, bop, 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 bop. And I was like, oh, man, I just get, like, I get, I mean, I want to say hard, but I won't. I mean, when Edge enters, it's like I'm just going to be transported into, like, where the wrestling land, you know, of, you know?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I mean, it's so good. It's like, right? But at the same time, like, you know, you play that Raw Underground music, and I was like, man, imagine if they just still had Raw Underground, and that's how we got the Braun and Shane. Like, Shane didn't pay Braun the money. Like, he's winning so much, and he doesn't have enough money to pay him. And it's like, all right, you're just stupid. You're one of those stupid, like, tough guys. I'm not going to give you the money. You thought I was actually going to pay you?
Yeah.
Boom. Cage match. Give me my – it's money. So, like, it's Matt Hardy versus Hangman. He's first, like, quarter earnings. Like, let's
Strowman,
give
Strowman. You've been had, you dumbass. Like, you've been had, man. I made so much money during ad sales, during Raw Underground, and you made $3,000 for winning this tournament, right?
It's like just do it. Like,
and it's a royalties on a pole match.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, it's great. I would even you could book that. Like, you know, you could book royalties on a pole match.
This is the point, is that, like, there's no defending of WWE right now. Like, they're not trying. They've gotten to a place where they go, there's no point in trying. We make the same money. We succeed no matter what. That has to be where they're at, because they try on a couple things, to be fair. They'll try on a couple things. Like, the Fiend thing, they try on that, right? But they try to...
Did we even get any update on that for this week? Is the go-home show?
No, we didn't see Fiend, right?
Zero. Isn't that crazy?
No. We didn't see Randy either, right?
No. Nothing about that whole thing.
Oh, my God.
And that's what fucked me up, because we were talking about it. It's like, I felt like I didn't retain things. And I'm like, did we?
Sometimes the best thing to do is just no segment, right? Because then you're like, all right, they'll just remember last week, you know?
I'm telling you, dude, it's Peacock, man. They're just selling. They're just going for it. It's going to be Mania. It's two nights. It is what it is. We're just here. We're on the caboose, man.
Why waste your money in the bank briefcases at all? Why not just every year keep one of them at Mania? You know what I mean?
Like, both were a waste. Becky gave hers to had the title
Mrs.
in it.
Mrs. was cool, right?
What?
Mrs. was cool, but why not have him just cash in during the Lashley match? Yo,
Otis won the fucking briefcase, bro, and then lost it to Miz.
No,
I mean,
that sucked, but he's cashing. But why not have Miz interrupt this Lashley-Drew McIntyre match, win the title, after he loses to Bad Bunny? You know? Like,
so good.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. You're just like, if you want to book this lazy, why not use your tricks? You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
All right, New Day versus AJ Styles. Almost, I have nothing. I mean, this makes me absolutely disgusted. Mm-hmm. Add AJ Styles to Cesaro Rollins, triple threat. Boom. Put AJ anywhere that's not in this match. I mean,
yeah, it's crazy. And then they couldn't even
He's a singles wrestler, AJ.
Now he's losing matches. Yeah, and he's losing matches. Like, it's like they're just.
Maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's hurt.
No, there's no way he's hurt. Why didn't they just keep the fucking tag titles on the Hurt Business, Dan? And why didn't they make Lashley look stronger going into fucking Mania? Then the Hurt Business could have lost the fucking titles to New Day at Mania. Like, it makes no sense. Zero.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with the Hurt Business is that the Hurt Business is just MVP, essentially. Like, and that's all you really need. He killed it. But MVP, they never made the Hurt Business make any sense.
No way.
Anyway, Cesaro Rollins. I mean, whatever. That'll be a cool match. I mean, I just don't. It's, you know, it's a match, right? We're talking about Seth Rollins. Why not have Seth Rollins go down and face Finn in NXT or something? Like, there's such obvious cooler shit to do with wrestlers, you know?
Well, my thing is, I think Seth's gonna win, and then I think Roman's winning the title. I think everybody got this hard on for fucking either Edge pinning DB. That's why DB's in the match. He's going to take the pin. Dude, why would you ever take the title off Roman Reigns right now? Why? Why? Yeah. It's the worst talk about moves and business moves. Taking the title off Roman Reigns is so dumb. It's so dumb. The guy is literally got the whole fucking brand on his back right now. And I think actually the only reason why I say he might lose is because they're bringing him over to Raw. That's the only reason why I think he might lose.
I'll never argue against Roman winning. I mean, why would I do that to myself?
And another Mania loss, though? How many times have he... what's his record at Mania?
There's a very good chance that Roman wins. I mean, there's no chance Daniel Bryan wins this title, really. I mean, I guess there's some chance, but the Vegas odds are going to be low.
There's 33 and a third chance.
And then... Well, no, that's if they were all the same thing.
Right, because you add Samoa Joe into the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't even worry about Kurt Angle, because he knows he can't beat fucking Steiner. So you take that 33% chance, and you add to Scott Steiner's 33% chance, and you got 66 2/3% chance, okay?
Checks out.
All right, so, like, okay. Yeah, like, so if we all agree that Daniel Bryan is not going to win the match, right, then why put him in it? You know, so, like, but who cares?
I'm done talking about it. My favorite thing about that was, like, Godzilla and Kong came out, and people were doing things like, oh, my God, Daniel Bryan added himself into the fucking, into the match of Godzilla and Kong, like, yo, dude, it's just, it makes no sense. It's so dumb. They fucked
it
up.
Yo, you're actually right. That was so funny. The Godzilla Kong and then Daniel Bryan's.
Yeah,
that's so funny. It's Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's Daniel Bryan. This will now be a triple threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Daniel Bryan should know better than to shoehorn himself into a Mania. But anyway, whatever. I'm done talking about that. The match will be fun. Edge rated our superstar. It was cool because he clarified. The promo was so good by Edge. He was like, I won the Royal Rumble. I did everything right. So why the fuck would I ever do anything right again? Daniel Bryan just gets to weasel his way into my title match here. So that's it. I'm going to claw, cheat. And he's like, I got played by Daniel Bryan. He's like, I got pad. You know what I mean? So it was like, oh, it makes sense for him to be the rated R superstar again. He also clarified that, like, I was like, rated R. Oh, okay. He clarified, like, yo, meaning I'm going to keep doing the opportunist stuff, but not the actual rated R stuff. I'm not going to be, like, banging Vicky Guerrero. Oh, man. Although I hope he does. I hope he goes far on, you know, he does what he does. And I hope everybody thinks it's cool. But the match will be good. The match will be cool. I think Roman Reigns will have a new song, and I think it's a mistake. Debuting a new song on Mania is not fun, because people are not—they don't know it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Asuka, Rhea Ripley. I mean, I don't care about this match, but it's good booking because they fucked up the whole Asuka thing to begin with, and who knows? Because Charlotte had the pregnancy thing, so why not have Rhea come in, get a huge win, and get her over the top?
Oh, Rhea's gonna win 100%. Yeah. It's not even close.
Yeah, that's good, and then Fiend Randy Orton. I mean, I'm just praying that this is a half cinematic thing, you know? Is it going to be?
I have no fucking idea. Who knows if it'll even happen?
So my this is how my brain works. Nothing on Raw, it makes me think cinematic match. Because they didn't have something like to build up to it. So I'm thinking cinematic match is happening 100%. And I think they kind of need to on the two nights, especially last year after we got two cinematic matches. I think we're getting another one.
Right. I hope that thing's good. I think those two are probably like, yo, we can't have another.
It's going to rock. It's going to rock. It always does.
It's night two.
Bray has not let us down. It's going to rock.
All right. Then they got, by the way, the first night is the women's or like tag team turmoil match.
Mm-hmm.
The winner of that goes
on. Isn't that crazy? they just add that right into the mix the week before. Like, that's what they're going to do. I hope we get some surprise tag teams added.
Is it crazy? I mean, if you remember the last Mania 35, they had Ricochet and Aleister Black were a tag team.
Yeah.
Like,
that was the last time Aleister Black was cool, actually.
I mean, Aleister Black, I think he's cooler than ever just by not showing up on this radio TV.
Never know.
But the winner of that, so we'll probably get Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus, I mean, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't really care that much. I don't care about any tag titles, unfortunately. The only one I care about is I like Ziggler and Rude. They feel like a real cool tag team.
On the SmackDown WrestleMania show?
But they're wrestling for it on SmackDown. They're not even on the Mania card. And they don't really get much time anyway.
You know Dominic and Rey Mysterio are winning those titles, so come on.
I was like, this is like, can you imagine if, I know
one of my guys,
your guys,
by the way.
Whatever. Okay. I don't even want to talk about that anymore.
Why?
But can you imagine if you turned on
the TV, you want to talk about
WrestleMania week, and you're like,
because it makes no sense.
And you're like, who is this guy? Why? Like, you're like, what's going on with that kid?
It's easy.
That Make-A-Wish
kid? This is his son. And then you could turn to your kid and be like, see? It's going to be me and you one day.
He's 23 years old. Doesn't he have an exceptionally, like, he doesn't have, like, he's not, like, overweight.
What are you going to say?
He's not muscular. He has just a no physique. Right?
How old is he, 27?
He's, like, 23.
22? Keep in mind that, you know, even though he's been disgraced, Velveteen Dream also same age. So keep that in mind as far as
in
the
terms
physique,
of physique. Yeah.
Physique is
concerned. I'm not even like shaming his physique. I'm actually just perplexed by it.
Well, no, it's not like, an athletic. He doesn't have an athletic.
He doesn't have an athletic. I mean, he has not one good like feature.
Let me tell you something.
On his
tactile is going to look tactile is going to look great around his waist. He's going to look like $1 million. Him and Dad are going to kill it as tag team champions. They're going to bring the tag team prestige back. To SmackDown, it's gonna be sick.
Man,
and
if this
you know
was
what?
Like a Hallmark movie,
when
then
it happens,
maybe, like.
when it happens tomorrow, Friday on SmackDown, y'all haters are just gonna keep talking, and me and one of my guys, Dominic Mysterio, we're gonna be fucking laughing all the way to the bank, and that's what happens.
Okay,
we're gonna be. It's Dominic Mysterio is gonna bring. He's gonna win the first WrestleMania gold of the weekend, baby, and it's happening on SmackDown on Friday. Okay, we're taking those titles home. That's big for the Tiptoe with Tulo brand. That's huge. You have to understand these haters. They're out there. They're talking. Okay, we got this,
bro. Dominic, it's not. It's not that I don't think it's gonna happen. I absolutely think it's gonna happen.
What does this have to do with your brand?
Issue is that like Dominic Mysterio. I get the legacy, right? He's got, but like, there's no charisma. There's no physique.
I know.
There's no anything.
Right.
So like, yeah, is it going to happen? Probably. Mm-hmm. Should it happen?
Yeah.
No.
Totally should.
No.
you love to see it, folks.
I mean, it's going to be awesome.
Okay, so,
cry.
Yeah, all right, anyway, whatever. So that's what that is. All right, we go to Oscar. Big E versus Apollo Crews. Mm-hmm. This is a Nigerian drum fight?
Yeah, what's that mean?
It says hardcore. It's a form of, this is like, on, I don't even know if this is right, but if you click on Nigerian drum fight, it links to hardcore wrestling. Just the concept of hardcore wrestling on Wikipedia.
I mean, maybe it's not my place to be upset about this, but I have such a visceral response to Apollo Crews' accent now.
Yeah.
That, like, it seems like, okay, if it was his idea, that's one thing, but it definitely just seems like they're like, do a voice now that you're, like, leaning into the Nigerian heritage. Do a vague accent for some reason. It just feels weird. Feels really weird to me.
I'll say this. It's all there. Like, the performance and everything is there, right? And then the accent, I wish that they just... So when he cut his first promo doing all this, he spoke regular. But then when he tapped into his heritage, tapped into his grandfather, his father, like, he spoke as them, you know?
I
kind of wish...
But did they say that? Did they say that?
Yeah.
I am speaking now...
He like, kind of channeling did. He was like, my grandfather used to say, and then he busted out the accent, hit it with the steel. You know, like he said that part in the beginning. I was like, oh, this is sick. This is going to work out good. So it feels like a reverse Lana, you know, like Lana kind of like gradually faded out of using the Russian accent and then just did it. Now he's like, he started not using it all the time and now he's doing it full blown. So I think it's him. I think it's his decision. This is what he wants to do. So more power to him, obviously. I just wish, right. like, I think there was a better way of using it. I don't think he needed to go use it all the time. I think if he would have used those, like, kind of like, oh, when it comes to this, my grandfather used to say, and then
if he's quoting, if he's quoting a family member who has right. that accent, great, awesome,
right.
awesome. Right, right, right. But right, like right. right now, that's not a thing that happens. You don't right. get in touch with your heritage and then change your accent. That's not a right. thing that happens in real life. That doesn't right. happen. So it just doesn't make any sense for him to have it all the time.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he's gonna win the title at Mania. I mean, it's right. He hasn't beaten. Yeah. It feels like he hasn't beaten Big E either. So,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I wonder what the genesis of it is. I know that the first time I saw Apollo Crews doing the Nigerian accent, I must have missed the like genesis moment, and yeah, I was like, "Whoa, this is weird." You know. Like, it felt a little uncomfortable, you know, but I was like, oh, well, he seems to be into it. Like, you know, I was like, all right, that's, you know, I just didn't really think about it because I guess it's not really like my place. But again, I mean, it's for the IC title. It's a big match for Big E. I like these guys. This feud's pretty good. This is one of the better
feuds
fights
good,
on the card.
And
you know?
IC title matches always deliver at Mania. Think about it. The history is always there. IC title matches rule. This will get time. This will be fucking awesome. These guys are going to beat the shit out of each other and put on a fucking... Yeah. I think this is going to be a match that everybody remembers after this weekend for sure.
This is a match that kind of confuses me, this Riddle-Sheamus match, because I agree Riddle needs a match on Mania card, but I just don't know why it's Sheamus. You know, like, it just feels like they could have done better here, you know?
Well, it's the so they brought his backstage heat, right, that he was getting with the Lesnars and the Goldbergs, and they made a story about it, and they used Sheamus as the gatekeeper.
And I don't even hate Sheamus, and they had like a good match the other day, and I think Riddle is gonna win, so it's a good match for him at Mania, clearly, but I think they could have booked something better, you know. Like Riddle,
AJ Styles.
Why not Riddle Seth or Riddle AJ? Like, what you know? Which would have been cool, but I guess because they didn't want Riddle to lose. They don't want Riddle to lose, and those are guys to beat. Anyway, so I mean, that's really the whole card for the two nights. I think we went through everything. I think it's gonna be. I mean, we didn't do formal predictions. That's okay. This is gonna be. Look again. It's Mania. It's going to be a spectacle. We haven't seen a live wrestling event like this. It's going to be very fucking fun to see.
Emotional. There'll be a lot of emotions and stuff out there, seeing fans and seeing how the wrestlers are going to react. It's going to be real. It's going to be real. Like,
it's a little early for this big of an event, just in terms of it's like, man, why not
push
Mania?
People are vaccinated. You know,
they're not vaccinated.
The Texas Rangers got 100% capacity, sold out stadium. Like, dude, it's. At this point, you know what?
Doesn't it feel like if you just wait till June?
Yeah,
like, it's a bit. You know what I mean?
Not to be like a doomsayer, but like at this point, we're not turning this thing around. We're not fixing this. It's not going anywhere. people are just going to keep getting sick. It's going to get worse. It's going to get better. It's going to get way worse. It's going to get better. It's going to get worse than ever. It's not going anywhere ever anytime soon. So part of me is just like, fuck it, man. Like, roll the fucking dice and just like get sick and fucking die if you have to. But it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. There's nothing we can do.
I know what you're saying. Like, I was kind of like, you know, I had to think about like working out and stuff, and I was like, yo, I just got to do what I got to do. Like, at this point, I'm not going to be around people who are, I don't really see anybody, you know, but I'm like, if the plan here is no one follows the rules and I stay home and my mental health goes nuts after I already survived COVID, you know, mm-hmm. like you're like, well, then, I mean, now I'm going to be vaccinated very soon, so it's going to be fine. But at the same time, it is like when you're like to hold 100,000 people, we can't wait one more month. Like we can't push it. Like well, the vaccines are now opening up for everybody. You're like, you can't let them give them a little time to kick in. We can't wait. We can't just logically. But that being
said,
it's
Florida. Here's why.
They don't care.
Because the 100% capacity crowd at the Texas stadium, the however many 100,000 that would go to Mania, are not people who would get the vaccine anyway.
Right.
Because it has a computer chip from Bill Gates in it, and they don't want to be tracked. So they're not going to get it.
What happens to the computer chip? So what's the
5G, man. Computer, it's 5G.
Hold on, dude. Yeah.
I'll tell you what the computer chip is all about.
Oh, my God. It's Alex Jones on the show.
That's right. I got all the papers here. I got all the reports. I go from all the top-level officials. Hit my music. Hit that Husker Du, baby. Yeah, we're rocking out. Rocking out with the truth. Damn right. Look, I'll tell you what it's all
about. Alex Jones on the show. So I guess my question about this microchip is, you get the injection. It's a tiny, it's a microscopic microchip?
It is an RFID chip, and it contains the mark of the beast on a tiny little barcode, a 666.
And it stays in your bloodstream?
Forever, right?
What?
It stays in your bloodstream forever, and what it does is it turns you into a little 5G receptacle so that they can bounce radio waves off you, and they can send messages through your mind. They can send you with like a text message to your brain, and they can get you to think things. That's what the New World Order is trying to do with this vaccine, and I'm not going to stand for it.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Whoa. So I shouldn't get vaccinated?
No, nobody should get vaccinated. You should be like me, alone and paranoid in a bunker far below Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right, let's get some of your predictions for Mania, Alex Jones, while we
got
you here.
I'd love to.
Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, who wins that?
Sasha Banks wins that because Bianca Belair, is going against the narrative, and she's not going to get vaccinated either, so they're not going to give her the props that she, you know, quite frankly deserves. But she's bucking the trend, so they're going to give it to Sasha Banks, who's a New World Order Illuminati elite.
All right, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Neither do I. It doesn't matter.
What about Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre? Who takes that?
Well, the thing you have to consider there is that they're both clones of each other, and they're then what they do is they hybrid splice their DNA together, and then they separate them in an embryo lab operated by the DNC, and then they put these two humanoid monsters against each other as a mockery of the human spirit. So I don't. It's going to be a draw.
You know what? I don't want to ask anymore.
Are you sure? I got all the answers.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any more questions for you. We're going to move on and talk about NXT quick. What do you think?
All right, that's fine because my toilet's backing up down here in the bunker. I don't got a lot of square footage to deal with it. Okay. So I gotta take care of this right now.
Jesus Christ. All right. Oh, my God. He's gone. Thank God he's gone.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. All right.
Who's going to do, baby? Yeah.
All right. Let's cut that. So, because we're not going to have a bonus episode of the pod, right? Because we're going to be in the Thunderdome watching. So, it'll be the Thunderdome will happen the second night of NXT. So, the night that we see the Cole Riley and the Finn Balor versus Scarlett match.
Yeah.
I only acknowledge Scarlett.
But
so let's talk quickly about this NXT card because it's starting tonight. So tonight we get to see some pretty exciting, the match I'm pretty excited for is the Gauntlet match, the Gauntlet Eliminator match. I think that's going to be very fun. Mm-hmm. I do think LA Knight wins it, but it's Leon Ruff, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Bronson Reed, Cameron Grimes, Dexter Lumis, and LA Knight. And then the winner of that goes on to face Johnny Gargano tomorrow, which I think that's pretty fucking cool.
Booking. Perfect.
Yeah. It's a really good card. This NXT card is very good.
Yeah, NXT card rocks. Tonight and tomorrow are going to be a lot of fun.
Walter Ciampa is a match you definitely don't want to miss. That's going to be a good
time.
You
don't want to miss that. That's going to be one that you remember for the whole weekend. I think
the rest of your life. On your deathbed.
The rest of your life, forever and ever.
On your deathbed.
I swear to my heart, and I love you. Yeah, for sure. I think that match is going to rock too. And the ladies are going to take it home. I don't know.
What ladies matches tonight? Oh, Io Shirai versus Raquel is tonight.
Oh yeah, and you might want to tune in as well, Dan, because your girl Toni Storm is facing Zoe Stark on the pre-show. That match is going to be fucking sick. You definitely want to catch that one.
There's a pre-show?
Yep. 7 o'clock.
Wait, is the pre-show on USA?
Mm-hmm.
Or on Peacock? So. I don't even know how this works anymore. Where is the pre-show?
To tell you, to be honest with you, I'm not
Is it
really
a pre-show
sure.
if it's on USA?
Dude, where's my pre-show?
Wait, NXT tonight is on USA, right?
Uh-huh. It's also on Peacock too. Yeah, it's also on Peacock too.
Oh, got it. So they're probably using this as a way to get
a lot of ratings talks from the Meltzer people. The Meltzer people talking about the ratings, how it's going to affect the ratings. Meltzer, you know,
I don't care about that.
God, could any of that matter less? For fuck's sake.
We're talking about ratings in this like digital world. Yeah, it doesn't sound like that's fun for me. But tomorrow we get Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, which I think will probably be the match.
NXT weekend. It's gonna be 30 minutes long. It's gonna be sick.
Yeah, that's gonna be great. I think Kyle O'Reilly probably pulls it out, right, for story reasons.
And
then Cole comes up to the main roster.
Listen,
post Mania.
No, I think no. I think
really, you go for Austin Jenkins.
I don't think Adam Cole should go to Raw or SmackDown until the rosters are set for what like they're gonna be, if they're gonna do a redraft or what it is, because he's got no business being up there. Like it's not for him, man. I think if he was on the SmackDown roster right now, I think he'd succeed in that, like, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro, Seth mix kind of thing, but
right.
Okay. I don't. With Vince at the helm of up there, it just doesn't make any sense anymore. They're going to Tuesdays. You might as well keep Adam Cole around. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to have him lead, be the face of the company. You know.
Then we got Finn Balor carrying Cross. I mean, Jesus Christ! I hope Finn Balor wins that match.
He's got to win. Something's got to happen. And I think in Demon, maybe. I mean, something. I don't know what it is.
What's going on with Velveteen Dream? Is he never coming back?
He's done. I don't care. Who cares?
It's not that I care. It's just that, like, you said Marty was done. You keep telling me people are done. You said Jordan Devlin was done. These guys are not done.
Yeah, but I mean.
They're done to
put Dream's name into existence in this card. Just shows you that, like, it's not like he would be moving the needle in any kind of way. So I don't think we might see him. If you want to speak him into existence, congratulations.
You're going to blame me for the booking?
I am. I'm going to blame you for it. You're doing it. You're the only fucking person I know that mentioned him.
I messed him because I see Jordan Devlin's name, and then I saw Marty's girls calling.
Oh, fucking Santos Escobar is winning that ladder match 100%. That dude oozes charisma.
Really? All right. I think Devlin's going to win anyway.
This
is going to be a great show. This is where NXT shines, man. They put together incredibly produced, fun. Poppy's going to open the show tonight.
Oh, my God. Right? I told you, right, Dan? It's the week of the musical performances.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. I'm just excited. Like, let's take a step back and just talk about Mania weekend this weekend. Yeah. Five nights in a row?
Mm-hmm.
No, then six because of month. I mean, it's in, wow.
Every and it night doesn't of the stop because Tuesday's NXT, Wednesday's Dynamite, Thursday's Impact, Friday's
Thursday's
SmackDown.
Impact, which I don't watch.
I'm just saying. Like, but Kenny's
Thursday's Impact has Kenny wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he wrestling Swerve?
Swerve is on
not
NXT.
Swerve. I'm sorry, Swan.
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 No, he's.
But I got my Swans mixed up.
I think what's his name? I forgot what his name is.
Callahan?
No.
Man, so when do we go back after this? So we'll have this. We'll have the fallout of this. When do we have crowds at wrestling shows again?
I think Double or Nothing. We'll see, which will happen at the end of May.
Right.
I think we're going to have full capacity crowds by the time May comes around for sure.
You don't think WWE is going to start having? I mean, I'm shocked that right after I'm shocked Raws, but they don't go right into crowds again, right?
No. They won't tour. They're not going to tour. They're going to keep Raw, SmackDown, NXT where they are. They'll have the pay per view events be at locations where they can fill capacity because they'll sell out tickets there, and then probably 2022, probably next year. Maybe towards the end of this year, in the fall area, they'll start touring again, possibly. I just don't see the benefit of them touring and doing Raw and SmackDown on the road. They've survived without it, you know?
All right. Anyway, well, this Mania, look, it has some fun elements to it.
I'm excited.
The matches are going to be good. They've booked some good matches. The lead-up's not going to feel great. The lead-up's been feeling worse and worse every single year. But I do believe if we really think about it in terms of our entertainment value, Sasha Bianca Belair will be good. I think Drew Lashley will not be good is my prediction. You think it'll be, unless they schmazz it up. But I think it'll be a very
that match. It needs a smash.
Bad Bunny match, I won't care about it, but people will like it. You'll dig it, I think.
I think it's going to be great.
Because you enjoy Bad Bunny or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think the New Day AJ match, I actually think that match is going to be not that fun, to be honest.
Nah, I think that will suck.
But I think Strowman-Shane will end up being a fun match because Shane's going to get his ass beat by Braun Strowman in a cage. It's going to end up being like the lead-up won't matter to be fun. So that's good.
I said the biggest thing about Mania with it too is like I don't care who wins or loses. Right?
It's just about matches being good. It doesn't matter who wins. So it matters very little because it's a complete hard reset on Monday. You know, Cesaro-Rollins will be a sick match. That'll be those guys are clearly going to. They're going to go for that. And then Reigns, Edge, Daniel Bryan, that's going to deliver. Asuka, Rhea, they're going to deliver. Fiend, Randy, if they go cinematic, that'll be a really nice touch going on Peacock and doing a cinematic match. And Big E, Apollo, I think they'll have a nice match because it's for the IC title. I think they'll pull it out. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they're probably going to have a good match also. Riddle, Sheamus, they had a good match on Monday, so they'll have another good match.
Yeah.
And the only matches I don't think are going to be great are these tag team matches. So I think it's going to end up being a decent Mania. They just need some surprises. They need this match. Yeah. They need to lean into that. This is not a sport. Mm-hmm. That's what they need to lean into. Like, this is a entertainment product. So entertain us. Have somebody do some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Have Seth come out and just curb stomp Roman for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck not? Treat it like it's wrestling, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you finally have a crowd there. Let a crowd see some crazy, fun hijinks. Mm-hmm. That's the answer to this Mania. That is what you got to do. And people walk away and just go like, you know what? Mania is just always good. I've never doubted Manias. You know what I mean? And that's the way to do it. And I think it's going to be – I'm so excited this weekend to watch Mania. I'm so excited to have two nights in a row of watching – some fucking wrestling in front of a live crowd. Even though I'm slightly conflicted about, like, why not wait a month? Whatever. At this point, we talked about it. It's going to be all. It's going to be awesome.
I mean, you're in Hawaii wrestling for your cow title. So, I mean.
It's true.
You wouldn't want to wait a month for that.
It's
right?
true. That's true. That. No, dude, you're right. And that's a good point. Let's round it out by saying this, which is basically, when you listen to this, there'll be a Thunderdome for NXT second night. Because by the time you listen to this,
hosted by me.
Oh, hosted by Nick Tulo. I'll be there. I'll be there, but I'm too busy training right now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have Tulo host it, and that'll be Thursday. And then Saturday, Sunday, we're watching WrestleMania on the Thunderdome. So I'll see a bunch of all you guys. This is like a great hangout for all of the Jabroniacs. So this is the Jabroniacs family reunion, and not to mention Calmania 3, which honestly. In that way, in a weird way, Shebs is right. Fucking Calmania 3, I'm calling it right now, match of the weekend, which is arrogant, but I'm just doing it. Is what it is. You know what I mean? And it's kind of crazy because this week I got my biggest television credit, you know?
Yeah.
I am now credited as a writer-producer on a television show on Netflix, right? Which is the biggest platform TV platform in existence right now, you know? And still, what do? I'm still in Hawaii. I can rest on my laurels. I could stop doing this podcast, frankly, right? I mean, I got other projects in the pipeline. I can do it, but ultimately, I'm here with you guys, the Jabroniacs, and the integrity of this podcast claws at me. It eats at me. It haunts me. And that podcast, it's funny. That title, it's funny because is it a piece of plastic? Is it a commemorative title that I spray painted on? Yes. There's never been a secret about that. We don't pretend the title's anything other than it is. It's made of plastic. But what does it symbolize at this point, the history of it? I've made friends all based around that title. I've had some of the best moments of my life based around that title. You know, the title was at the Cow Tailgate that Tulo put together at MetLife Stadium. It was there at Calmania, which, to be honest, it was it made my relationship with Letterman weirdly stronger in a way. That title kind of weirdly brought us together in an odd way over time. You know, it's not about the thing. It's about what it represents. That's it, like an improv rule that people know. And that Cow title means so fucking much to me, you know? And I see it matters to you guys also. I see you guys writing me messages. I don't post all them. And I'm out here in Hawaii, and I'm prepared to do what I have to do to bring it home and to erase Sheb's essentially from getting rid of his privileges to be able to just pop on this podcast and to be able to just spread his nonsense, his bullshit, his narcissistic outlook on why his actions are completely justified, and not only justified, why they're the right move, when obviously anyone with a head on their shoulders knows that everything he's done is wrong on so many levels. It's wrong for this podcast, it's wrong for me, and it's wrong for the sake of right. And that's why I go into battle this Saturday, April 10th, for the Cow title in Hawaii at the Pahakapuna Beach Club in Ewa Beach. I go into the belly of the beach. I'm literally going to Ewa Beach, okay? Out of my safe haven of the La Croix Hotel in downtown Waikiki. And in the Cow Zoop Thunderdome, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when the kickoff show begins of WrestleMania, we will be watching live in the Zoom Thunderdome. Well, you guys will be. I'll come in after with the title, baby. And we'll be watching in there. So make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel right now. That's your one action. If you want to watch with us live, become a patron. Patreon.com/comedians of wrestling. Support this podcast. You should if you're listening. And also, you get to hang out with us. Watch Mania all weekend with us. If you want to just watch Cow Mania free on the replay, subscribe to the YouTube channel now. It'll give you updates. When the video goes live, you'll get an email to give you a notification. That's it. Time for talk is over. That's it. We'll see you guys. I'll see some of you in the Thunderdome this weekend. And I'll see some of you in the comments congratulating me on the YouTube page this weekend in the Comedians Wrestling Podcast. And everybody, have if I don't speak to you, I don't see you, have a great Mania. And we'll have a podcast coming out Monday after Mania. And you'll be listening to that on the main feed. And hey, everybody, I am the King of Iron Fist, Hawaii. Dan Black, keep watching wrestling. Cheers up.
Don't hang up. Oh, you did it, idiot.